Peter Fletcher from Warren. A little backup here that I had gone to the Concord meeting mostly because when I had gone online and read the absolutely obtuse examples of what this law would affect and how it would affect LLCs, I had no idea what they were talking about. And I've had numerous corporations. I've been involved with very large businesses, and it was just an example of how out of touch it seemed that the Division of Revenue Administration were, but government seemed to be with the people. And it played out at the meeting. I don't know how many people were in Concord, but it was absolutely exasperating to see a woman who earned a total of $10,000 as an LLC not being able to get a straight answer from these good people, not because they're not trying to do their job, but it seemed that the way the law was passed and the way it was planned had no anticipation of how complex, how far-reaching, and how deeply it would affect little mom-and-pop organizations, not large LLCs that have all these tentacles and sub LLCs and all these connections that I never quite understood. But one of the things I do understand is the logger in my neighborhood, the plumber in my neighborhood, the writer down the street from me, these are all LLCs. And how they operate is simply that they have an LLC essentially, like the first or second person said, as a simple way to essentially create a corporation, bring in money, pay their taxes as they always will, have the money left over at the end of the year, and usually at the end of the year, after they pay all their income to the people they work with or for, etc., then they pay themselves and they have about $1,000 left over in the bank just so they can pay into the next year's bills. So at the presentation there, one of the most peculiar things that I thought occurred was what was reasonable compensation? And everybody's wondering, what is reasonable compensation? And I'd imagine everybody in the room says, what is reasonable compensation? I'm a writer, and I write, and I make $10,000 one year, and I make $150,000 the next year. And then maybe the next year I make nothing. Or one plumber makes $70,000, and another plumber makes $150,000. One doctor makes $75,000, and another makes $100,000 or $1 million. So who's to determine reasonable compensation? And the polite term was briar patch. So my only way out of this, I thought, was number one, to all of us contact our senators and our representatives that voted for this bill and tell them that it is a bad idea at best. It is a terrible idea. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.